Welcome to QuantumWellnessTalkRadio.com, folks. Good afternoon to some, good morning to others. This is Dr. Go Rich Mind Ali, the philosopher, and we want to share with you on our show today, as we do each and every day, some incredible information dealing with wellness and a new technology that's out there in the world today, and is dealing with quantum energy, quantum wellness, folks. And, you know, I always talk about upgrading the quality of your life, and you can do that with information, you know. And we got some information that would definitely help you to upgrade the quality of your life. So what we do here, and our goal here, is to provide you with information through some new technology. And this is brand new technology, never before been released. And it's dealing with quantum energy wellness. And it's dealing with an app called Limpic Art. And this app called Limpic Art will give you the ability to upgrade, as I keep saying, the quality of your life as a result in stress and pain relief. I just saw a few minutes ago on the television advertisement that stated that this medication, Avocana, I believe it is, and people that was on diabetes, that had diabetes, and because of taking this medication, they have to have their toes or their legs amputated. So that's some of the side effects of some of the drugs that's out there today, folks. You know, so talking about diabetes, what we can do is to help you in the areas of giving your body, you know, the nutrients that it needs through the Limpic Art app and through quantum energy. You don't have to take all the pills and stuff that you've been taking. We can do this right through the app. Name of the company is Limpic Art. They're located in Utah, 100,000 square foot facility. Dr. Von Cook is the genius behind this, and we got over 35 years in research. So what we do here each and every day is to bring you information, bring you speakers, and to stimulate and activate your mindset to you know, try our app and use it to upgrade the quality of your life. Right now I'm looking for Nate Jackson, Mike Check, or either Dr. Nurity.
I'm here.
Okay, Nate. Okay, great. Okay, so again, it's 12:02, and as we wait for people to log on, and we're excited about you being here, folks. As I said before, we can eliminate the pain in your body. Is just one aspect of what we can do. We can eliminate the pain in your pocketbook by you going out and helping people. So get ready, put on your seatbelt, get ready for some information regarding energy and wellness that's beyond anything that you ever experienced before, anything that you ever seen before, in terms of people getting relief with, and I repeat this, no side effects. No side effects. It's just pure energy, pure love. So to kind of give us an understanding of quantum energy wellness, Nate Jackson, who has several years' experience in dealing with this type of technology, from patches to different forms, and they have another product called the Beamer, which is a pad, electronic pad, that costs several thousand dollars, that you can get on and sleep on. But we have taken this technology to a whole nother level in terms of quantum energy and this app that we talk about. So Nate has that incredible background in history. He's out of Atlanta, Georgia, a businessman for the last many, many, many years in all segment of business. One of our great leaders. He knows, he likes to have fun. He knows all the facts, and he likes to make money. The one and only Nate Jackson. Good morning, good afternoon to you, Mr. Jackson. Go.
All right, everyone. Thanks for joining us this morning, this afternoon on our daily call. We do this every day from 12 noon Eastern time till 12:30. We have our basic call that's recorded. If you're on Quantum Wellness Talk Radio, you can hear it from 12 to 12:30 Eastern time. After that, we are still on. We go into a question and answer, which we call our mastermind session, where we have more testimonies and questions and answers. So thanks for joining us. Today, as we do every day, we're going to talk about a technology that we've become involved with. It's called Limbic Arc. Limbic Arc is a branch or a division of Zyto, which is a company out of Utah that's been in business for over 15 years. They are well known by herbalists, by holistic medicine people, because they have it's a machine. It's actually a cradle that you place your hand on. When you place your hand on this cradle, it actually analyzes your organs. It tells whether your organs are balanced or imbalanced. If it finds that your organs are imbalanced, it makes recommendations of various nutritionals. Many companies, some of your most well-known companies in the nutrition business, like Herbalife, they're customers of Zyto. Young Living is a customer of Zyto. There are countless other cutting-edge nutrition companies that use Zyto. And we have the advantage of, number one, having that as our mother company, but number two, we have advantage of having the Zyto technology. Zyto technology, again, has been used for over 15 years. There's over 35 years of research that was done to come up with this technology. And let me just explain what the technology is and what it does. Dr. Cook, through his research and development of the technology that he has in Zyto, and of course we have available on our Limbic app, cell phone app, it was developed, again, over a 35-year period. And what it does is this. He has found a way to extract the nutritional essence from various vitamins, minerals, essential oils, all of these things that if you go to a herb shop or if you go to a herbalist or you go to a holistic medicine person, this person will usually make recommendations on various nutritionals that will help your body, that can help resolve a lot of the maladies that you do have. And these nutritionals are expensive. I have gone to an herb shop and been tested by an acupuncturist, and by the time I walked out of the door, the things they recommended cost me $300 or $400. Now, of course, you know, nothing's too expensive to spend to stay in good health or to be in good health. So, of course, if I wanted the formulations, I paid the money. Now, with Limbic Arc, we have the ability to get some of those same nutritionals through the Limbic Arc app. And the way we get them is they are transmitted into the quantum energy sphere. And I know I'm getting into something a lot of people won't understand or don't know about. So I'm going to kind of define that. The quantum energy sphere is what scientists call a field that exists in the universe. And when I say that it exists in the universe, we're all in the universe, and we're all positioned and located within the universe. So everything that's around us, everything we see, everything we hear, everything that we experience is within our universe. Now, if you go to church, if you go to the mosque or synagogue or whatever, you know, you might hear another word that to me is saying the same thing. They might say spirit, that we're all located within the spirit. We're within the spirit realm. And when you define or get the definition of both, where you're talking about the quantum energy sphere, you're talking about the energy sphere, period, or if you talk about the spirit, the definition comes to the same thing. Now, in science, if you take an electronic or an atomic microscope and you look at anything you find in nature, whether you take a piece of a tree, a leaf, a blade of grass, you take flesh from a person or an animal or whatever, you put that under the microscope and you'll see the same thing. You see atoms. And all of the atoms look alike. All these sources of energy look alike. But you'll find that the way the atoms work, of course, they are in rotation, they're in movement. The faster they move, the more, you might say, the softer the item is. If they are moving very slow, they're going to move. They're going to move it, whether it's very slow or very fast or in between. Something that when the molecules are moving slow or the atoms are moving slow, you get a solid item like a piece of steel, a piece of iron. the molecules or atoms in that are moving very slow. So it appears to us as being solid. I don't know if many of you saw the movie The Secret. They did a great definition of it in The Secret, where they were showing all the atoms that were moving and so forth. And they said, say, you know, it's a secret that the things that we think about, the things that, that we think about the most, we become, you know, thoughts become things and so forth. And they were relating it to the universe, that whatever we believe in the universe, whether it's a house I want, if I focus on a house that I want, if I focus on a person that I want to be with, or a company I want to go to work for, any of these things that you concentrate on, you believe in, you end up getting it. It's not as simple as like Walt Disney wish upon a star, and you know, I mean, that has some validity. But in other words, because we're in a quantum energy sphere and everything is energy, we have relationships, things that's in our energy sphere. We often use the example of if I was talking to Dr. Ali and we were speaking of John Smith, a friend of both of ours, and I say, Ali, have you seen John lately? He said, no, I haven't seen him. And I said, you know, I haven't seen or heard from him in about a year. And it seems like coincidentally, within minutes, sometimes it might be an hour, sometimes it could be a week later, John Smith pops up to either me or Ali. And I call Ali. I said, guess what, Ali? I just saw John. I was at the mall and I walked by him. John called me. This is because we're all connected within an energy sphere. It's like we called up John's number and we called up his number. His location or his address in the energy sphere rang. And John said, wow, somebody's calling me. Nate's calling me. Ali is calling me. And he responded. He called. Sometimes we get a feeling about somebody else, and that feeling just comes across, and we find out that the minute we got that feeling, that person had an accident or that person had a great experience. They just had a child. You know, something good, it could be something bad. But all of a sudden, we heard in our spirit or within our consciousness, we thought about that person, and we found out that that was the connection that person had with us in the quantum energy sphere. So Dr. Cook was able to take advantage of that by taking the frequencies or the signals that come from all these nutritional substances that we're talking about, the atomic structure and so forth. He was able to extract those frequencies and store them in a computer system. Now, that computer system that he stored them in is called a cloud. These are computers that are circling around on satellites in space. So the information that we put into an app when we order from, let's say we order from Amazon, or we order a ride from one of the ride-sharing companies. When we do these things, we end up with a file in the cloud because all these companies store the information on these computer systems. So anything that you want to know about yourself or any of these companies want to know about you, of course, is stored in the cloud. Now, what Dr. Cook did, he said, okay, since everybody's information is in the cloud, I need to store some information on nutritionals in the cloud since I have that ability. So he created a system where he could extract the vibrations or the signals that are sent from various nutritionals. He could extract them and store them in the cloud. Simple example, which I always use, let's say an orange. We want to eat an orange because we're getting a cold. We know an orange is a good source for vitamin C. Okay, Dr. Cook was able to take that orange, which is to say, puts it on a platform. He has a machine. You know, we're going to go Star Trek here. He has this extracting device that beams in on the orange. That device is able to extract the vitamin C from the orange. You know, it's a lot more scientific than just that. But, you know, we're going to kind of use our imagination. He places the orange on the table. He puts this machine that he extracts the essence from the orange, the vibrations or the signals from the orange with the vitamin C. He takes them, he stores them in the library that he's created on the cloud. When he stores these signals in the library, anybody that has access to the library, which you normally use a library card when you go to the library, well, in this case, we have a phone. We can use our phone and use that phone as a library card. By pulling up the app on the phone, you press vitamin C. Now, it's going to be within one of our nutritional designs that are in the app, one of the protocols. If you press vitamin C, and all of a sudden you release that signal that's been stored in the cloud from vitamin D, and you're able to get it directly into your body. So that's pretty much what the Limit Doc is. It's an app you place on your phone, but you're placing this app on your phone, you're able to order frequencies that go right into your body, and it helps resolve things like pain. We have an app for energy. We have one for calm, stress. There are various apps that we already have that are predesigned for. Okay, at this point, I'm going to turn it back over to Ali and let him go into more details. Let me mention this before I go, too. Tonight on our company call, and everybody get a pen if you don't have this number, we have a company call every Tuesday and Thursday night. It's at 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 Pacific, 7 Mountain, 8 Central Time. And on Tuesday, the company call is pretty much like a recruiting call where they go through a lot of the things we go through on this call. And on Thursday, they get into a little more meat, you might say, where they explain the comp plan. They generally have a guest speaker, and they go into a lot of good details. They also make announcements on what's going on with the company. Tonight's call, the phone number will be 515. Area code, the number is 604-9903. That's 515-604-9903. And the PIN number for this call is 669-801-POUND. I'll go through it one more time. 515-604-9903. PIN number 669-801-POUND. Now, tonight, the special guest speaker on the call will be our own Dr. Rab out of Los Angeles. He will be featured on the call, and, of course, as usual, he'll be sharing some beautiful information. Last week, we had one of our other team members on the call, Dr. Charles. So, apparently, we have a very good format because the company, they're taking people from our call and asking them to be guests on the company call. So hopefully, apparently, we're doing something right. So anyway, I'm going to turn it back over to Ali, and everybody, please try to be on that call tonight. You'll get a wealth of information.
Thank you, Mr. Nate Jackson. Mic check?
Yes, we hear you.
Great. And folks, now I'm going to give you a little insight from the man himself, Dr. Von Cook. I have a four-minute recording here. And you're going to hear him talk about Olympic art. Let me see if this is going to work. Okay.
The limbic system is a group of structures in your brain that control things like behavior, motivation, long-term memory. It's considered the oldest part of your brain from an evolutionary point of view. The limbic art got its name because of its ability to spark the connection between the old brain and the new brain, making information that's available at a subconscious level more meaningful at a conscious level. The limbic arc has two pieces. The first piece is a library of informational fields that exists on the internet cloud. This library contains information about natural substances like vitamins, minerals, herbs, essential oils, things like that. The second piece of the limbic arc is an app that you download onto your smartphone. You might think of the app as a smart library card that gives you access to the library in the cloud. The Limbic Arc app gives you the ability to log into your account and access the online library. In the library, you can select items or collections of items. Then you can set the triggers you want and activate your selection. We call this an info boost. Once you've activated your selection, the online library adjusts the information fields to be specific for you and then focuses that information directly to your energy field. This happens because of a process called entanglement, and it happens between the online library and your app. Your body is built to process information. In fact, all life processes require information. You might think of the info boost as the set of plans used to build a house. The plans are technically not the house, but it's impossible to build a house without the plans or the information that's contained on the plans. If you don't have the plans, you certainly get a different outcome. The Info Boost is the plan for the item that it represents, or the plans for the items that you include in your Info Boost. And the Info Boost is there to give your body information to help it operate smarter. One collection of items in the library is called Calm. Calm consists of items like lavender, rose oil, certain essential fatty acids, curcumin, things that have a known impact on anxiety and irritability, the opposite of calm. When this collection is activated, the items in the collection are activated. These items are sometimes referred to as quantum products, and their energy fields are modified to be specific for you and are then focused to interact with your energy field. Once activated, you should pay attention to your sense of calm. Are you calmer? Are you less inclined to be anxious or irritated or stressed? The program length for an Info Boost is 8 days. You can modify that length, but during the length of time of the Info Boost, you should pay attention to how you feel. Things that happen energetically are often felt, and so it's important to pay attention to those feelings. You might. Here's an example of why. Let's assume that you're consuming adequate quantities of magnesium, potassium, and calcium. But for some reason, your body is not processing that as effectively as it could be, and as a result, you're experiencing leg cramps. If you then select an Info Boost and the energy fields that you select include magnesium, calcium, and potassium, you may find that that information assist your body in processing the calcium you already have on board in a smarter way, and your leg cramps go away. Now, bear in mind, this is only a theoretical example. The limbic arc is not designed to diagnose or treat any disease or any physical condition, but you may notice physical benefits from an Info Boost. It can happen. Please get back with the person who introduced you to the limbic arc. We look forward to having you as a member of the limbic arc family.
All right, you heard Mike Check, Nick? Mike Check?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, great. You heard from the one and only Dr. Von Cook, the genius behind Limbic Art, and that gentleman that you heard had the foresight and spent the 35 years that Nate talked about, Mr. Johnson talked about, to develop this app as well as this quantum wellness that we talk about. 1222. Dr. Nurdin, Mike Check, are you with us? Okay. He might not be with us.
Okay.
Okay, great. Okay, at this particular time, folks, what we like to do is, you know, we like testimonies. We have some testimony. We can get that going. But I understand that from watching, There's 7 million people, and we have, you know, people talking about pain and anxiety and stress, mental illness. There was a gentleman, I think he was a daytime actor that had mental illness. I think he's some kind of having his death. I don't know if everybody is familiar with it. People are going through many mental issues right now. You can look good on the outside, folks. You can smell good, you can look good, and you can even sound good. But what's inside of you doesn't have to all be good. And that's from a mental point of view, and that's from a physical point of view. I've been experiencing that myself. You know, I look good, feel good, and sound good, but folks, inside of my body, I'm fighting an enormous challenge, you know, and under treatment right now as we speak. So if you want to extend your life, of course, then you got to have proper advice and information. So what I would like to do is open up the line. Two things. One thing I want to focus on. We got pain and we just something that, you know, Nate spoke about. But we want to open up for a few minutes. And two areas I want to open up on. One is pain. Not pain, but just a general testimony in terms of the Olympic art. And another testimony in terms of financial rewards that people are receiving from sharing the app. So We got about 6 to 7 minutes to hit ** on your phone, and your line will be open. **.
This is Noni in Lancaster.
All right, who is this in Lancaster?
Noni.
Noni, go right ahead. Share. What are you going to share with us today?
I have a question.
Okay.
There's an autoimmune challenge called MYESTATNIA, which is muscle atrophy. And I have a doctor in my life that used to be a surgeon, but now he can hardly walk and talk. And I'm wondering, does anyone out there on the phone have a positive response of the efficacy of LymphArc for this health challenge?
Okay, Noni, your name is Noni, right?
Yes.
Okay, Noni asked this question. What I would like to do, Noni, with you, we got about 4 minutes. That question, I think, would be take a minute to kind of answer it and address it. Well, we got about 4 minutes before the first half of the show enter. Do we have? But we'll get to that question, Noni. Do we have a testimony, right quick? Okay. So with that, we got about 4 minutes left.
Okay, at least somebody just open up Chicago. They might have a
Chicago. Chicago, just
yes. This is Chicago. This is Billy Billups. I am a integrative wellness practitioner, and I'm also a licensed massage therapist.
Okay, hold on. We got some noise. Let me see if I can find it.
Oh, okay.
What's your phone number? First three digits.
My phone number.
First three digits. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
the noise.
I think it's gone. I clicked.
Okay, great. All right, go ahead. What's your name again, miss?
Billy. Billy Billups.
Oh, Billy. Go right ahead, Billy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I was saying I'm a licensed practitioner, wellness practitioner.
Okay.
And I had a client come in yesterday. She came in for a massage, and she was complaining about her left leg hurting, and
mm-hmm.
the left knee especially,
mm-hmm.
and how stiff it was, and she could hardly move it. She actually came in with a cane. So I told her about the app and
yes.
Sent her a pain relief boost.
Yes.
And right after I sent her the pain relief boost, she said, wait a minute, I'm feeling something. And then a minute later, she got up out of her chair in the middle of the floor,
mm-hmm.
and she started doing some stretches. She started bending over, touching the floor.
Mm-hmm.
She just started doing some, what I call, they look like yoga poses. And she said, I have never moved my body like this before. It's been a long time since I've moved my body like this. And that was just with one pain relief boost to her. I thought we might have to do several, but we only had to do the one, and she was good. And she said her muscles felt great, and she was happy when she left here. So
all right,
Billy, I just wanted to share that
yeah,
with you.
Did you charge her for that?
Well, no, I didn't charge her for that because she came for a massage. I charged her for the massage.
Mm.
So the massage actually enhanced the boost. Because we did the boost first, and then I said, okay, so now we're going to get that energy really moving through the massage. So,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And the reason I ask, folks, we are in business when we have this app here. If you join us, this is a business model as well. And my suggestion is, and what I practice is, you need to start charging people for these boosts. Because if not, they're going to just feel good, never come back to you when you hurt again, and they're going to say, boost me again and boost me again. But you need to
mm-hmm.
really turn it into a business for which it is, because people are taking all kinds of medication for pain with side effects. You here getting relief with no side effects, and they got 100% benefit. So you got to understand, we can help people. But the best thing you need to do is help yourself at the same time.
Yeah.
Treat it as a business. Okay, that's my little 2 cents. If you know anything about me, Dr. Govishrine, I'm about the business. I'm about trying to understand it, that time is money. And it is 12:29. We'll take one more testimony or comment. And Neil, we didn't forget your question. We'll be getting into that as soon as we get into our after call. Any other testimonies out there? Okay, Nate, with that, I'm going to...
They just came on in Los Angeles.
Who's in Los Angeles? Los Angeles, you have a comment, a question, or a statement?
323 area code. Someone just unmuted. Do you have a question?
Or a question, or a statement, or a testimony. Okay. Well, folks.
We had Dr. Smith, I believe, in Chicago just came on.
Dr. Smith?
I'm
going to treat you like they treat you on Facebook. You know what they say on Facebook, Dr. Smith?
What do they say?
They ask you one question. What's on your mind?
Okay, so the benefits of this app are on my mind.
Okay.
And I've had the app, I guess it's been about 2 weeks, and
Now, let me just explain to you. When you say you had the app, that means you purchased the app, right?
I did two weeks ago.
Okay. Now, do you find out that purchase is worthy of what you paid for it? You find it's incredible, right?
I do. I really do.
Okay.
In fact, it is awe-inspiring.
Okay.
So I was at an event 2 days after I subscribe to the app,
okay,
or purchase it, however you want to put it.
Mm-hmm.
And I had gone up some stairs to check on some of my invitees.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the other store owners was coming down the aisle, and she was limp. I mean, she was limping.
Mm-hmm.
She was almost on her knees. And
mm-hmm.
I said, "What is wrong?" She said, my hip. And I mean, she was bent over and in agony. And so I got her down to another area, and
mm-hmm.
I sat her down. I said, "So can I do this technique on you? Can I do this information boost?" And she said, whatever. So anyway,
mm-hmm.
she sat there, and I did what Billy had instructed me to do and what I had learned on the, video.
Mm-hmm.
And I did the pain boost.
Mm-hmm.
I had her drink some water.
Mm-hmm.
I did the pain boost. I had her drink some more water. And then
mm-hmm.
I said, "Okay, so now get up and walk over there."
Mm-hmm.
And she got up and she walked over there with no pain. And she turned around and looked at me
mm-hmm.
like, "Oh, my gosh, what did you do to me?"
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, she was fine after that. And a couple of days later, in fact, even as late as yesterday or day before yesterday, I was talking to some people that were sitting at the table because I was oblivious to anybody and everybody there but her.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually saw it. They saw it happen, and they were like, "What was that you did?" So it's, like I say, it's miraculous, especially if you could have seen this woman and the pain that she was in. And literally I did one boost. She straightened up and walked across the room and was in total amazement. Experience I've had thus far.
Great. Thank you, Dr. Smith, right, Dr. Smith?
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you. Great testimony and testimony. Folks, do you know the power you have in your hand? With over millions and millions of people and billions of dollars spent on pain relief, they got all kinds of belts and pills you put on your body, you jump up and down, and you got an app in your hand that can relieve people. It's absolutely incredible. So we give praise to God that we have this technology. We are only one of the few that has it. I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Nate Jackson now. And he's going to take the second half of this. What you've been listening to, folks, let me do the commercial. We've got to do the commercial because people, you're listening and listening, but here's what you need to do. Go to olympicart.com and the username of the person who invited you. And this is what I'm telling you. Take $100 from your checking account, from your credit card, from anywhere that you have it electronically, and put your name, your information, go to the second page, put put in your credit card or debit card information, click it, and on the top of the page, you're going to say active. When it says active, you download the app, and when you download the app, it's going to ask you to log in with your email address and a password that you created online. You could do it on your cell phone as well as a regular computer. And once you do that, then you are tapped into our library. And from tapping into our library, you have the choices of clicking on some of our relief boosts that that Dr. Smith talked about as well. So don't forget, you know, money, if you don't have it in the right place, it's not serving you. If you want to upgrade the quality of your life, then subscribe to Olympic Art. Nate Jackson.
Okay. Thank you, Ali. Well, we finished our radio broadcast. If you want to hear this program that we just went through, or you want to hear some of the previous ones, you can log in to QuantumWellnessTalkRadio.com. That's QuantumWellnessTalkRadio.com. All that'll be one word, the Quantum Wellness Talk Radio, and then .com. You can hear replays of the calls we do daily. So there are a lot of them that you've heard and you want to rehear them, they're there. If you know someone that is not available during the day and they are at lunch or they're at work, they haven't gotten up yet depending on where they're located, and they want to get the benefit of hearing these calls, just give them the website, quantumwellnesstalkradio.com, and they will be able to hear a rebroadcast of the calls that we do every day. Don't forget, I announced earlier that Dr. Webb is going to be the guest tonight on the company call. The number for that call again is 515-604-9903. That's 515-604-9903. The PIN number for that call is 669-801-POUND. And Dr. Webb will be beginning that call. It will be at 9 o'clock. Eastern Time, which is 6 Pacific, 7 Mountain, and 8 Central Time. So that'll be tonight. Okay, we're going to open up the line again. So if anyone has any questions, Noni, I know you had asked a question earlier. If you want to come back and restate that question, we might have somebody online that that can address that. I think you had a question about someone that had a certain situation. So if you want to come back on, unmute yourself, star, and re-ask your question, and hopefully we have somebody on that has experienced the situation you were speaking of.
Okay, this is Noni in Lancaster. And I was asking about the autoimmune challenge. It's MYESTHENIA. And it causes the muscles to atrophy, and people have a hard time walking, talking, and swallowing. I have a doctor in my life, no longer a surgeon, because of the challenge. And I wonder if there's an app on this phone that with LymphArt, that's a positive response.
Okay. Yeah, Noni was asking if anyone has had an experience with anyone that's suffering from, I guess, malady with them having atrophy in the various muscles, if anyone has boosted anyone in that particular situation. But before, you know, even anyone comes on and answers that, we have to make a statement that, of course, you know, we don't do diagnosis or treatments or anything from the limbic arc. What we do, we actually use our app and we send nutritional frequencies to a person, and it's the body that when the body gets this information, we're going to call it information, as you've heard it earlier in the call, because our bodies operate off of information. When we eat food, that's information that goes to our body. When we drink water, that's information. So everything within our body operates from information. So, again, we can't and we won't say that the limbic arc is healing anyone, but we will say and we can say that it provides the body with the information to cause the body to heal itself. If anyone has an answer or response to what Noni asked, I see someone from Jacksonville came on. I don't know whether you want to respond to that or you have another comment. Go ahead, Jacksonville. Okay, we have somebody unmute from Jacksonville, area code 904. Okay. Okay, well, does anybody else have an answer or response to Noni's question? Well, I'll respond to it. What I would say, Noni, is to just have the person to get the app, and I would suggest that they either get, since he was a doctor, he should have a great database of go-to people that he can ask. Unfortunately, a lot of them might be doctors, and there was a tape series years ago, I think by Dr. Wallach, that said dead doctors don't lie. And in that tape series, one of his responses was that if you look at the average age of most doctors when they pass away, it's pretty early. Most people on the average live to be 70 years old or more. And the average age at the time he did that tape for doctors was, I think, like in the late 50s or early 60s. So here are the people that are recommending all these pharmaceuticals and so forth to you and treating you. And apparently they don't listen to what they are, you know, they don't practice what they preach because they're dying sooner than the patients. So if these guys are giving you the right advice, they should live to be 100 years old or more. So in other words, what I'm saying is that what we have here is the key to a library that we can get the nutritionals in our bodies and have been proven in time to provide the body with the information or the nutrition or the substance to heal itself. If we can eat the proper foods, and that's food that's you know, high content of your various nutrients, proteins, you know, vitamins, vitamin B complex, vitamin C, all your various vitamins and minerals. If we eat good foods that contain those things, you know, we're going to have a more efficient and more effective response in our bodies. Instead of going to the fried chicken place, the pizza place, and all these other places that we go and eat and all these other things that we consume, there was an article just a few days ago that I was looking at that was talking about highly processed foods. And a lot of us are guilty of eating highly processed foods. Hot dogs are processed foods. You get a lot of the other things that you buy in the stores, or you go to the restaurant and eat. These are highly processed foods. Our bodies literally reject those things. Our bodies almost rebel from those things because it's not natural nutrition. So when we consume a lot of that, you know, we're going to find that we get sick. You know, one of the people that's on my team has a son that's only like 33 years old. He was in the hospital a few weeks ago. Literally from the things he was suffering from was from malnutrition. I mean, he couldn't keep food on his stomach. He was fainting, you know, all these things. And when the doctors diagnosed it, you know, the end result of the diagnosis is that he's just not eating right. He's not getting good nutrition. So that's the things that we can provide in the Limbic Arc. So knowing, I would just say that have this person to get the app, to go to Google or to a nutritionist or herbalist and get recommendations from them as to which substances or which nutritional items could be a help for his particular situation, having to go into the app and do a custom boost. Dr. Neurodine talked about custom boost the other day. We do have the ability on our app that we can custom boost. In other words, we can go in and we can pick out certain nutritionals. We can pick out certain vitamins, certain minerals, and we can provide a custom boost. So all day for whatever period they have the app on, whether it's 8 days, 5 days, 12 days, they can have their body inundated with the frequencies of those substances and just see what happens. You know, people go to a doctor and the doctor recommends your prescription and we just take it faithfully without question. But with this, you know, we have people come over for all kind of questions, but all I can say is just have the person to try it. Okay, I see that Jacksonville unmuted again, so I don't know if somebody in Jacksonville that has a question. 904 area code. Starts with 234. If not, we have someone in Chicago, area code 773, that just unmuted.
Nate Javon from Chicago.
Okay.
Average age, to finish that, what you started, average age of the doctor, 57 years old.
57 years old. Okay,
57
great.
Years old. Yes, there is. I follow that my health. I follow the health, like I told you, and yeah, absolutely right. In a number of publications, a number of places I read it.
Oh, okay. So that's a confirmation, Jovan. So did you listen to the Dr. Wallach? Or you say you've seen it in several places about the average age of doctors?
A couple other doctors, yes. And I follow top-notch doctors, yes. And I can't remember exactly where I read it, but I read it a couple of places, not just one. 57 years old, yes.
Okay, well, great. So that's confirmation. The people that we trust the most to guide us in our health, the doctors, their average age that they are passing away is 57 years old, and they're trying to teach us how to take all these prescriptions that they give us, and the end result we're hoping for is that we're going to live a long and healthy life. But they're dying at age 57, I tell you. So hopefully you'll take that information and you will learn that you know your body. You know, it's your body. I go to people all the time. I talk to people all the time. The first thing they say was, let me talk to my doctor. Hey, it's your body. Why do you have to talk to your doctor about your body? It's something that you want to try, you know, some nutritional, some vitamin, some mineral, or so forth. Try it. You know, I would get the doctor's advice. You know, we must say that, you know, get the doctor to advise you. But from my experience, most of the advice I've found from the doctor is always going to be take this prescription that I give you. And when I look at the commercials from those prescriptions, I get scared. You know, it says I have a cold, and they give me a prescription. I look at the effects of that prescription and say, you may even die. I say, well, I don't have anything but a cold. I can take some, you know, I can do some natural things for that cold that won't necessarily cause me to die. Why do I want to take this? Well, the side effect is death. So anyway, we're just having a conversation today. We're waiting and hoping someone else comes on. I see someone from Los Angeles, area code 323, unmuted. Do you have a question or a comment? Los Angeles, 323-573 number. He's just unmuted. Okay, go ahead. Okay, I guess I changed the mind. So anyway, we will continue. If anyone wants to make a comment, you have any questions, press **. Someone else from Los Angeles just unmuted. Go ahead.
It's Jeannie. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, Jeannie.
Okay, I have a testimony. As I mentioned before, especially with Dr. Rabb, I explained to him that I was caring for an aunt who has Alzheimer's. I don't know the stage, but last night she was in moaning pain, and I just started boosting her with the pain, and I must have boosted her maybe about 10 times. And I kept asking her about the pain. It was in her stomach where she does have, I don't know, a couple of, I want to say, I don't know if they're tumors or whatever, but they're in the center of the stomach around the navel. So after I boosted her for several minutes, she did say the pain had subsided and she was able to turn over and even sit up. But my question is, too, how I want to do a custom boost for her to help her with her appetite, because in the last couple of days, her appetite has shifted. And I would like to know if there's anybody out there that could suggest some of the herbs or vitamins in our list that could possibly help her.
Okay. All right, Jeannie. You are always asking if anyone has come for me or used any of the frequencies for, I guess, increasing the appetite. As a matter of fact, someone asked a similar question the other day. Could the app be used to help a person gain weight? That's a pretty similar question. So if anybody has had that experience, go ahead and unmute yourself and share with Jeannie the information you might have about the success with that. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Dr. Rabb. I was trying to get in a little earlier when Noni was talking about the gentleman with the neuropathy or the atrophy in the muscle. When that happens, it's because that area is not getting proper nutrients. It's not getting proper circulation. It's not getting the lymphatics draining the waste out. And so that's where he really needs to focus on sending him some nutritionals. So if he's having some pain, then, you know, of course, do the pain boost, but also do the nutritionals and, you know, doing things to help get more nourishment into that area. Even do some immune system boost, you know, because you're helping to build up the system. That is the best way to address that, because atrophy is just that the area is breaking down because it's not getting proper attention. It's not getting the proper circulation. It's not the waste mm-hmm. isn't getting properly. All of that is what will help that to you know, that area to improve.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Rao, for that response. Okay. And also, I'll mention again, Dr. Rao will be the featured speaker tonight on the company conference call. You can get that at 9 o'clock tonight Eastern Time, 6 California time. And the number for that, again, is 515-604-9903, with the PIN being 669-801-POUND. Okay, do we have any other comments, any other questions? If so, press **. I see someone else.
This is Lou Hughes. Could I just mention something right quick?
Okay, go ahead, Lou.
Dr. Wallach also said that athletes, we think people who exercise a lot, and especially pro athletes, they get paid to exercise. They exercise an extremely large amount. They typically die at age 61.
Wow. So even the guys that exercise a lot are passing away early, because, in my opinion, a lot of those are passing away because they do the exercise, but a lot of them aren't eating properly. They aren't drinking the proper water. They aren't taking the advice that Dr. Rao so often brings up. They don't understand food combining and that type thing. So there's a lot we have to understand and do to maintain a healthy body. You know,
they sweat out the minerals because they exercise so much. The minerals come out through their sweat, and therefore the minerals are no longer in their system. So they need to take these minerals into your system, like the limbic arc gives us to us. We need those minerals, and especially the trace minerals. We got to get those. We don't, you know, they're so important. God put us on this earth, and he put the things here on this earth for us to sustain ourselves here. You know, he's a good God, and he gives us what we need. We just got to use it and the proper things. And we need to be able to get that stuff to our system, not, you know, when we lose it out, when it goes out of our system like the athletes do, we got to put it back in.
Okay. Great message. Great conversation. Lou Hughes in California. Lou is our onboard rocket scientist. Earlier, a few days back, we had Lou to come on and kind of tell a little bit about himself. Lou was part of the team that put those satellites up in space that the information is stored on, that we're using at Limbic Arc. Even more popular that we use is our GPS system. And Lou is part of the team that put those rockets up in space, those satellites. So thank you, Lou, for your comments. Do we have any other comments, questions, so forth? **, come on in. We have about another 5 or 6 minutes, so we can continue this conversation. Somebody in Atlanta just unmuted.
Yes, my name is Yvonne Daniels, and I have a question.
Go ahead, Yvonne.
I just started taking blood pressure pills, and I have a cough, and I only taken the pills for 2 days. A cough.
Okay.
And so now I'm saying, no, I'm not taking this medication.
Okay. I'll comment on that. I forgot which one it is, but the side effect of one of those high blood pressure medications is a cough. Yes, Dr. Rab, would probably be more familiar with it if you want to comment on it. But that is one of the side effects of one of the high blood pressure medications. The reason I know, because it was prescribed to me years ago, and I wonder why, you know, why am I, I've never had a cough, you know, just a constant cough, And when I started taking that medication, I was, consistently coughing. And so when I went back to the doctor, doctors again, I asked him, I said, why am I coughing? He said, oh, that's a side effect of that blood pressure medication. I said, why would you prescribe something like that? I'm going to be walking around all day coughing, like I'm sick. And he just said, well, we'll just try another one. So that is a side effect of that particular, medication that you are taking. So you might go back to your doctor if you, want to take medications, prescriptions, which, of course, that's what you're going to get from the doctor because that's what they're taught and that's what they know. Get them to recommend, get him to recommend or her to recommend another prescription for you and have that side effect.
I'm not trying to be funny, but I believe in speaking my mind and being honest. I think I'm going to try the vinegar.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there are a lot of natural
food
that
yeah.
you can try. And I went that route. I started, that's when I got on the path of reading more, getting to understand nutritionals, getting to understand the holistic approach, that there are things that you can take that are natural. There are things you can change in your diet. And by doing these things, you can, you can change the outcome of your body. You don't have to suffer with diabetes, high blood pressure, cancer, all these things. All those things come about because of what we're taking into our bodies, what we're not taking into our bodies. So you've got to get balanced. You've got to spend some time on yourself. Doctors go and get training, and mostly the medical institutions are funded by pharmaceutical companies. So pharmaceutical companies are not going to fund a medical school and have that medical school tell people you can go out in your backyard or in the forest and find something or, drink certain types of waters and you can get rid of these maladies. No, they fund these institutions because they want these students to go out and teach people to use their pharmaceuticals. That's what it's about. It's all the business people.
Hello.
Do we have any?
Okay, thank you.
Hello. Any other questions?
Yeah, this is Rashida again. Yvonne, my mother was prescribed that same type of medication, and she had that severe coughing. And so they had to take her – in fact, she took her own self off of it, thanks to her. But anyway, try the app. I would strongly suggest you try the app and the nutrients that are in the apps. Really look at those nutrients in the app and make you a customized boost for yourself.
Okay.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Dr. Rab.
Okay.
I was just the lady who was said she was coughing. I just wanted to ask her, have you done a good detoxing of your body?
Doing that this week. I just started
right?
doing a detox this week.
Because you can reverse all of these issues in your body by going through a proper cleansing of your body, removing things that are causing blockage and preventing the body from excreting the waste. So that's what you want to make sure you're doing, a good detox that also includes a liver flush and a kidney gallbladder flush along with colon cleansing, and you can reverse all of that. We have people doing that all the time.
Okay, thank
okay.
you very much.
All right, thank you, Dr. Rab, for the response there. Okay, we have really one more minute left. Do we have a quick question, testimony, or whatever? Okay. Well, we will be back tomorrow at the same time, noon Eastern time. And tomorrow we're going to be featuring Sean. Sean in Chicago. He's a physiologist, personal trainer, and he's a young man who has a bright future. He's helping a lot of people already with Limbic Arc, and he'll be talking about that tomorrow. So tune in tomorrow and hear our Star Millennial, Sean, who will be on tomorrow. So thank everyone for joining us today, and we will see you at the top, and we'll see you tomorrow, and we'll talk about our health and our wealth with Limbic Arc.
Bye-bye.